Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
The UCSF Memory and Aging Center is celebrating a $100 million donation. Dr. Andy Josephson, the chair of the hospital's neurology department, tells KCBS this massive gift came from one single patient.
He decided that this would be something that he wanted to support. So an example of giving great care to every single patient sometimes turns into something incredibly special.
Dr. Josephson says this donation is a huge help in the current climate. It will be used for education and patient care and will help fund the development of new therapies for Alzheimer's disease and other neurodegenerative conditions. The gift is from the Edward Fine Charitable Trust. It comes without restrictions other than it must be spent in the newly named Edward and Pearl Fine Memory and Aging Center at UCSF's Mission Bay campus. Two Bay Area tech giants are joining forces to enter the world of autonomous robo-taxis. KCBS's Mike DeWald reports Uber and NVIDIA say they plan to build a fleet of 100,000 AI-powered vehicles starting in 2027.
Waymo, Zoox, and Tesla will soon have company in what is fast becoming a booming industry. For Uber, it's an autonomous push the company has long eyed, but hasn't been able to make work at scale, says CBS tech contributor Ian Schur.
The idea behind their business, in a lot of ways, has always been that the drivers are a necessary part of this, but at some point in the future, with automated vehicles, the drivers aren't necessary and the costs go down.
The cars will be powered by NVIDIA tech. CEO Jensen Huang announcing at the company's NVIDIA GTC conference in Washington, D.C., that NVIDIA has its own ambitious goal to develop both robo-taxis as well as autonomous delivery vehicles. Huang says the AV technology is nearing an inflection point.
A trillion miles a year that are driven, 100 million cars made each year. There's some 50 million taxis around the world. It's going to be augmented by a whole bunch of robo-taxis.
The other quirk here is the technology could be added to just about any new car to make it robo-taxi ready. Mercedes-Benz, Lucid, and Stellantis, just a few of the car makers already saying they're jumping on board. Mike DeWald, KCBS.
California Health officials are sounding the alarm over the spread of a more severe strain of Mpox, formerly known as monkeypox. KCBS's Matt Bigler has more.
This new strain of Mpox, known as Clade 1, has been detected in Southern California, and those cases are locally acquired, which means they are not linked to international travel, and the symptoms are more serious. SF Public Health released this video with medical clinic director Dr. Oliver Bacon.
The symptoms of Mpox start with a brief flu-like illness in some cases, and then always progress to a rash that starts as pimples, and then progresses to blisters that harden.
Those at highest risk, including men who have sex with men and transgender women, are urged to get vaccinated. The existing Jynneos vaccine is highly effective against both the old and new strains of Mpox. And Dr. Peter Chin Hong, infectious disease expert at UCSF, says if you've already been fully vaccinated, you don't need to get a booster shot.
It's really targeting those who never got vaccinated, who are at risk.
The risk to the general public of Mpox remains low. Matt Bigler, KCBS.
San Francisco residents who rely on CalFresh to put food on the table will be getting some help from the city when federal SNAP benefits end this weekend. Mayor Lurie's office says the city will send QR codes to 112,000 CalFresh recipients next week so they can download gift cards to spend on food next month. It's being funded by a public-private partnership. Half of the money is coming from a $400 million city reserve fund. The other half comes from venture capitalist Michael Moritz's family foundation. San Mateo County has gotten the go-ahead to hire a new sheriff. This after a judge rejected former sheriff Christina Corpus's petition to halt the process while she challenges her removal from office. The Bay Area is home to some of the most influential artificial intelligence startups anywhere. But as KCBS's Shannon Golden reports, while the industry continues to grow, gender disparities at the top of these AI companies are growing as well.
According to a recent Crunchbase study on private AI companies in California, women hold an average of just one seat on a six-person board, and 40% of boards don't have any women directors.
It's definitely improved, but there is still a gap, and if we want to be the leader in innovation, we also have to be the leader in equity.
Tina DiAugustine, CEO of the Cupertino-based AI security company Alcatraz, says that DEI initiatives need to remain at the forefront of staffing.
It is viewed as a negative mark at this time, but I think most companies here are actually trying to transcend that, finding euphemisms in the way to talk about it, like innovative inclusion.
And she says it's more than just giving young women internships.
Females also need mentorship, so I think more leaders should create objective measurements for themselves to engage in mentorship.
Shannon Golden, KCBS.
San Francisco School District and its administrators union have reached a tentative deal on a multi-year collective bargaining agreement. It still needs to be voted on by the United Administrators of San Francisco and approved by the Board of Education. A member of San Leandro City Council is facing two felony charges in connection with what federal prosecutors say is a scheme to help a housing company win city contracts in exchange for kickbacks. Brian Azevedo was charged with conspiracy to commit wire fraud and making false statements. The Chronicle says he was unavailable for comment. Oakland police say they have seized more than 170 vehicles involved in illegal sideshow activity so far this year, and they say a majority of those vehicles are registered outside the city of Oakland. Anyone who participates in illegal sideshows in Oakland risks having their vehicles towed and held for 30 days. San Francisco Unified School District and the union representing around 260 school administrators have reached a tentative three-year agreement. Members of the United Administrators of San Francisco will now review and vote on the deal. After that, it is up to the Board of Education to approve it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Meta is eliminating more than 300 jobs at its Menlo Park headquarters, according to a new state filing. The cuts are part of a previously confirmed round of layoffs involving about 600 workers across the company's Super Intelligence Labs division. These latest cuts happening in late December will impact software engineers, data scientists, and others. Cancer and HIV patients at UCSF are seeing their artwork featured at a new exhibit opening at SF MoMA today. As KCBS's Megan Goldsby reports, its organizers want the collection to send a message of hope.
Even if you're not going through cancer treatment yourself,
see what resilience looks like in the face of darkness, to see what hope looks like in the face of uncertainties.
Amy Van Cleve is the director of the UCSF Art for Recovery program, which helps patients work through their grief, trauma, and loss by creating art. A selection of these works is on display now through the end of April at SF MoMA. Cancer survivor Allison Leeds, founder of Love and Light Art, is featured.
When you sit down and you spend a couple hours with paint or pens or any sort of art material and you create, you're able to kind of turn your brain off and not have to have words for all of the emotions that you're feeling.
This is the first time in the U.S. that a major medical center has created an exhibit shown at a major contemporary museum. Megan Goldsby, KCBS.
Federal SNAP benefits are set to end Saturday for more than 5 million Californians. But in San Francisco, the city's coming through for its 112,000 city residents who rely on CalFresh to put food on the table. Mayor Lurie's office says SF CalFresh recipients will be sent a QR code in the mail to download a gift card to help them cover the cost of food. Half of the money to pay for this is coming from a $400 million city reserve fund. The other is being provided by venture capitalist Michael Moritz's Crankshaft Foundation. The U.S. government across five administrations, both Republican and Democratic, has repeatedly allowed and even helped American companies sell technology to Chinese police, government, and surveillance companies, despite its own warnings about national security and human rights abuses. That's according to an investigation by the Associated Press, which says at the same time, Congress has turned a blind eye to loopholes that allow China to work around its own rules. The AP reports the U.S. government's reluctance to act shows the incredible wealth and power of the tech industry, something that is more visible than ever under the Trump administration. Halloween can be a great time to bond with your kids and even teach them some life skills. For more on that, here's KCBS's Rebecca Goodion.
Trick-or-treating has plenty of opportunities to teach your kids some safety basics. Take pedestrian safety, for example. The chief of pediatrics at Kaiser San Rafael, Dr. Rebecca White, spoke to KCBS.
Learning pedestrian safety at all times, especially at Halloween, is incredibly important.
Especially because the Journal of the American Medical Association reported in 2023 that pedestrian fatalities are 43% higher on Halloween. For trick-or-treaters, safety means looking both ways before you cross the road, only trick-or-treating in well-lit areas, and taking the sidewalk. And when your kids get home with a huge bag of candy,
it's important to have that discussion about how much candy is okay to eat each day.
Dr. White suggests letting your kids pick around 20 pieces they really like, and that moderation is key.
Well, I would say 3 candy per day is probably the max.
And for the leftovers?
I take it to work.
Rebecca Goodion, KCBS.
Bet she's popular at work. A pet dog is safe and sound after a scary day at San Francisco's Fort Funston. Officials say the dog was playing with another pup yesterday when it lost its footing and tumbled over the cliff to a narrow ledge below. It clung to its perch for more than 20 minutes until firefighters arrived. One rescuer rappelled to the dog's location, attached a harness, and held it as they were hoisted back to the top. The dog and its relieved owner were then reunited. A 53-foot-tall, nearly 100-year-old red fir tree has begun its journey from the Sierra to the White House. This year's Capitol Christmas tree was chopped down last week. It will spend the next month traveling across the country with 13 stops along the way. The tree is named Silver Bell a nod to its home state of Nevada.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying play KCBS Radio.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.